This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Meredith Dake O'Connor wrote about six reasons your right-wing friend isn't coming to your side on gun control. I hope others will use this sort of format to express why people aren't convinced by many of the arguments put forward by progressives. Writing this may have been good therapy for Meredith to write, but it also served to explain to gun control proponents why so many do not accept their rhetoric. The strident activists won't be convinced, but perhaps others will see why many of the charges and criticisms don't have any impact on Americans who support the Second Amendment. One of her reasons is the fact that we rarely get to come to the conversation in good faith. Name-calling isn't exactly the best strategy to get someone to come to your point of view. I would love to ask some of the pundits and commentators if their goal is to convince someone or merely shame them and attack their character. Remember the Facebook comment by a CBS employee who was later fired? She wrote, "If they won't do anything when children were murdered in Newtown, I have no hope that Repugs will ever do the right thing." Another one of her reasons is the simple fact that the loudest voices are often the most ignorant. Whether you're arguing for gun control or any other government policy, you aren't going to get very far if you get most of the details wrong. Also, talking about gun laws in other countries is irrelevant to her. Often the studies cited are inconclusive. But there's a more important reason. The United States has a Second Amendment, and these countries do not consider possession of a firearm a constitutional right. Most gun owners believe that owning a firearm is a right. They're not going to be convinced otherwise by critics who call them heartless and uncaring, and they aren't going to be persuaded by critics who don't seem to know what they're talking about. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Based on the incredible true story and best-selling book from Paramount Pictures and PureFlix comes Same Kind of Different as Me, rated PG-13, now playing.